You are now tuned in to the Believe Network. Do you believe?
Guys, if you haven't checked up on our social media recently, what have you been doing? I'm at Nick Hardwick and Jamie is at jamie.hardwick. That's J-A-Y-M-E with a period and then Hardwick, which is not to be confused with the other Jamie Hardwick, who I tagged a little while ago on Instagram, and she notified me that you may want to get this straight, bud. Your wife may be pissed at you. That earned me the Worst Husband of the Week award. Sorry, babe. Anyway, you guys know that Lose Like Alignment is going off. I'm sure you've seen some of the ads circulating. Hundreds of men now are losing staggering amounts of weight on a daily basis. It's been so awesome to see. And of course, I had no idea that life would turn into this for me or for us. I just had to get the information out of my head, share it with others, see if it could help people reclaim their lives. And lo and behold, it has. And I am just really grateful to be a part of this amazing team. And the most fulfilling thing for me and the program is the weekly interactions that we get through the accountability network. So sign up for that. It is awesome to get personal connections and have conversations and get to understand who people are, what their challenges are, and assist on a very personal basis, on a weekly basis. So as this was all going on, we're getting crazy amounts of requests from the ladies wondering if this program is good for them too. And for me, I said, sure, yeah, it is. But really, since the beginning, I've tried to get Jamie to give my plan a try, and she would try it for a day or two and then basically tell me it wasn't for her. And finally, listening to the request on social media and through email for a female version, and then getting some feedback back from females who were actually in the program and taking that into account, and then asking and not telling Jamie what could make this plan work for her and for other females, she went, took the parts from the men's program that she liked, modified it to accommodate the female body and your guys' individual preferences, and gave it a try. And I tread lightly saying this to her. Thankfully, she's not around right now. But it's been super cool watching her own this program. She has gained control back over the food, has reset her hunger cues, and has lost the weight she's been trying to lose really forever. I know. I don't think she has anything to lose either, but still, she's getting to a place where she feels great about her body, and that is important. In fact, I just get out of the bathroom, and she says, I've lost this weight, but Nick, I've lost an inch off of my waist. She's taken measurements. So we sent the adjustments back to our design team, and voila, the Lose Like a Lady program is born. We would love for you guys to join the team. If you want to know more, all food preferences and eating styles work within the framework we provide in both the men's and the women's program. We do provide body weight only workouts and daily activities known as every hour on the hour exercises, EHO. But guess what? As we tell everyone, the exercise is the least important component of the plan. It's not required to lose weight. If you don't want to exercise, or you've got your own form of exercise that you would rather do, do that. We are never going to discourage that. This program will help you figure out what works best for you. You're going to learn appropriate caloric loads for the day and per meal. You're going to learn how to match your caloric intake with daily activity levels. You're going to break free from the having to eat a meal every 3 hours cycle. It really is an incredibly empowering experience. Also, the program helps build healthy self-care habits that make the program sustainable for life. And it's wonderful when you figure out that the more you take care of yourself, the healthier, the easier it is to make good choices when it comes to food, when it comes to exercise. And the best part about the program that a lot of people find is it's 4 weeks on and 2 weeks off of the plan. That is what we call a diet break. How many programs encourage you to not do the diet? We do that so you're going to build trust with yourself. You're going to take the skills you learned and you're going to put them to test in the real world. The whole process, it's incredibly empowering. When you reclaim your health, you really do reclaim your life. Join our teams. Sign up at hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but hardwick.life. And use the code podcast20 for 20% off the order. And by the way, you can use that code forever on anything site-wide forever. And we want you to know that we're here for you. You can email me directly at nick@nickhardwick.com. I do. I get back to everybody. Try it. Try me. I'll get back to you. Anything you have. Show recommendations, any questions, any support, any criticism. We're here for that. Throw everything my way. You need help modifying this program to suit your particular needs? All you got to do is ask. We've helped hundreds of people make this program work in their lives, and you can too. All right, guys, back to the show. Check it out, hardwick.life, podcast 20 for 20% off, and we hope to see you on the network soon. Love you guys. Thank you. All right, we are back with another episode with Jamie Hardwick. Cheers. Good morning.
Cheers. Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
For those that were on the Lose Like a Lineman talk the other day, I have a regular size coffee mug today.
It's not a giant size.
It's not my trough.
That is true. Some of the men that were on there gave Jamie some shit for having a giant bowl of coffee.
It's true.
They're like, you'd feel really good too if you had a giant bowl of coffee in front of you.
Well, and like I told them, if you only have one cup, it has to be flipping massive.
Is that what you only have, one cup?
Well.
No.
Sure.
No.
In that thing, give yeah, me your, it makes me feel...
Give me your daily caffeine consumption.
Yeah, it's too much.
How much is too much? So give me the start to the day. Give me the rundown, like today, Tuesday. Okay. What did we have?
So I got up at 4:06 this morning. Mm. Sat in the kitchen.
Why 4:06?
I don't know. I just looked at my clock and it was 4:06.
You were just up?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay.
So sat in the kitchen, had like a 12-ounce cup of coffee, went and worked out.
Okay.
And then came back up. And then I had, oh gosh, the greatest thing ever, my Julian Bakery espresso.
Wait, did you have that before you had a cup of coffee, another cup of coffee?
So you had my 12-ounce workout. Took my shower, and then when the kids were eating breakfast, that's when I made my little...
It's pretty cool. So we're going to put this up on Reels here soon.
Okay.
So stay tuned to Hardwick Life on Instagram. We'll put it up on Reels. But your mixture that you've come up with, pretty cool.
It's so bomb.
It's pretty cool.
So all it is in a blender, what I do is I use... So the Julian Bakery egg white protein, they have one that has 100 milligrams of caffeine. It's espresso flavored.
Yes, and it's delicious.
It's so good. It's protein coffee. So you can just shake it with water and drink it, and it's amazing.
Use the code NICKHARDWICK10 or Nick Hardwick for 10% off. Nick Hardwick, 10% off.
If you want.
Julian Bakery. Yeah.
Yeah. We buy the products. We're not sponsored. I just love this stuff so much. So I do that. Scoop of that in the blender. Add some ice and water. I'll throw a banana in there. And then the secret ingredient is xanthan gum, which is X-A-N-T-H-A-M.
Yep.
Xanthan gum. And you add about a teaspoon of that into the blender, blend it, and it turns into this.
And you do a Vitamix.
I do.
Yes.
But you do it in a, like a food processor.
You can, yeah.
Works too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything really works.
So probably any blender works.
Any blender would work. But it creates this like thick gelatinous like,
it's like pudding.
It is, I mean, you can literally take the blender, turn it over, and it doesn't go anywhere. And so that's, I sat and ate my second cup of coffee of the day.
Nice.
So I would say the 12
So a lot
ounces,
of good fluids in there. How much water you put in there?
Yeah, probably 3 cups.
Okay. So it's a lot of fluid. But
oh
it
my God,
ends,
it's
it
so
ends
good.
Up, it really does. It ends up like this super cool, great tasting, great flavored pudding.
Yeah, and it takes a long time to eat, and you're drinking a lot of fluid.
Yeah, because you're not really like drinking through a straw. You eat it with a spoon, and it's probably turns out to be somewhere around 48 ounces of substance.
Of fluids.
That goes in, but like you said, there's, what do you put in, one scoop of Julian?
Yeah.
So 25 grams of protein.
But like a heaping scoop. Yeah, today
okay,
I actually
so maybe
put,
30.
I put one little scoop of Bubs collagen in there too.
Oh, okay.
So I doubled up the protein.
Yeah, so
and
you had
I
about 160 plus a banana.
Plus
about 100.
My banana. And then I put my creatine in there too.
Oh,
sprinkled
okay.
that in.
Cool. And xanthan gum, does that have any calories or is it just straight fiber?
No, I think it's 5 calories per teaspoon. So very little.
And you use a teaspoon. So for about 250, 260 calories, you can also leave out the banana.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you could add in whatever fruit or you could add in anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the protein and the xanthan gum creates the pudding.
Yes. So I do it at night.
Yes.
And I do it with Greek yogurt, a scoop of protein powder. I do a cup of Greek yogurt, a scoop of protein powder, any flavor you want, a cup of fruit. And last night, because of your little concoction, I put xanthan gum in it. It was so thick.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was super delicious. So good recommendation on the Xanthan gum.
Right.
So anyway.
Every time we refer to our Xanthan gum shakes, can we say she thick?
Yeah. She thick.
Yeah. Yes. So thick.
We should say every time we say Xanthan gum, somebody has to take a drink of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. So back to our coffee situation. So 12 ounces. Mm-hmm. Then I had the 100 milligrams in the shake, which is about a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And then here I am on my third cup. So, and I'll, after this, I'll be done.
For the day?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because it's, what time? I don't even know what time it is. It's 8:17.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got tennis here in, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't do math.
You don't want to be too revved up.
Yeah. So this is plenty. And then I won't have it afterwards because then I definitely never consume caffeine after 11 a.m. because I can't sleep.
You never do.
That
would be the general recommendation is consume caffeine up until it starts disrupting your sleep.
Yeah.
Right? If you like caffeine. Some people don't like caffeine.
I love it. I love it. If I'm out and about, okay, so this is a super exciting thing for me. So one of life's great indulgences as a mom is to go to Target that has a Starbucks in the lobby and you get yourself a coffee and then you peruse Target by yourself.
Ooh, wow.
Well, for the last.
Why has it got to be as a mom?
Or as a dad, I guess.
I feel like you're cutting off a certain segment of the population.
Well, because
here.
Yeah, you're useless in Target. You go in there and you're like, go. No, like I go in there.
I don't love Target.
No, I love it. I love Walmart too, but Walmart unfortunately does not have Starbucks. So I would go to Target, get my Starbucks, and then peruse. And you have like 2 hours of unabided like free time where you're just like, ooh, cereal's on sale. So is that jacket, yeah. You know?
Wow, look how much money I'm saving us.
Totally.
Yeah.
Now Target just joined in the mask situation where if your state has alleviated, you know, the mask mandate, you don't have to wear it in Target.
It feels good.
So here I am sipping my Starbucks in Target.
And Costco's lifted the mandate.
But I will do a decaf today when I go to Target.
Okay,
That was the whole moral of my story.
Oh, okay.
After 11 a.m., I will decaf it up.
So I would say probably during the day, I'm about 400 to 500 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah.
I treat it like game day. So Casey Thomas, our director of nutrition, he's like, you know, on game day, 300 to 600 milligrams of caffeine is probably appropriate. Every day's game day. So I go 400 to 500.
You do have a pickleball game today, so it is in fact game day.
I've got a golf round and I've got a pickleball match today at 5. I don't know how my knee's going to hold up. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think golf more than any other thing, that twisting on my bad leg.
It's a big twerk.
Yeah. Whatever. We're going to get it cleaned out soon. Get that meniscus cut up out of there and we'll be all good. I talked to Doc yesterday, so we'll be sailing along.
Can we call it grinding along?
Sailing along.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned the mask mandate and Costco, Walmart's going to open up, Target's opening up in select areas. It's so funny though, because like some areas, like even in Indiana, Marion County, the county that surrounds Indianapolis, we live north of the city in a county called Hamilton County. So we're pretty, it's a fairly conservative area, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I mean, overall, Westfield. So the mask mandates have been fairly loose anyway. So now that the CDC has come out and said you don't have to wear a mask, basically Westfield, the area that we're in, everyone's like, cool, party. But in Indianapolis, the mayor, Hogsett, I think is his name, he still says masks are required in Marion County.
Right.
So it's really interesting. And then you have different states that are saying, well, we're going to listen to science and we're going to require the mask still, which is like so confusing to me.
Yeah.
Because those are the same states that were relying on the CDC for their science early. And now that they've shifted directions.
To be fair to those states that are saying the masks are still required, the CDC kind of came out of left field with this, like, let's get rid of masks. I mean, it wasn't but 2 weeks ago that they were like, okay, I think outdoors we don't need masks if you're vaccinated. But still, don't be more than like 6 people at a get. You know, so
it's been the slow peel back.
Yeah,
though,
and now it's like, here we are, full bore, unless you're in a hospital or on an airplane. Mm-hmm. And you're vaccinated, masks are not required.
It feels to me like a slow peel back. So yes, we have the vaccines and I think nationally and medically, I think everyone expected a lot more people to go get vaccinated than did get vaccinated. And you were kind of waiting on that number to get up, I don't know, 70% or something. But then the CDC and the government are like, this isn't happening. This
right.
People are distrustful. It's not happening. And so
what are our numbers at?
I think what's happened.
I'm just looking to look that up.
I think what's happened with the whole deal is what the science says, like just based on putting two states that have handled this vaccine completely on opposite ends of the spectrum, but have gotten the exact same result, basically with numbers and cases and deaths per capita. I think what's happened is the government's like basically saying it's not controllable. So yes, you can, you've had the option to get a vaccine if you want to get the vaccine. But if you have not got the vaccine, that's okay too. But we're going to come out and play now. We have to come out. And by saying you can do it, you can come out if you're vaccinated. You can come out without a mask if you're vaccinated. You can go into these stores. You can, so you don't have to socially distance. You can go to sporting events. If you're vaccinated, how are they going to be able to tell? Right. So when they say if you're vaccinated, basically anybody can come out that wants to come out without a mask and be in public without a mask, because there's no way of telling. Right.
True. But I guess that my counter to that is I also think it's a decent marketing play by the CDC to encourage people to get vaccinated, because
maybe.
I think their numbers were lower than once anticipated in terms of, you know, how many people were rushing out to get the vaccine. And part of that was, you know, because I was one of the first people. I have my teaching license in Indiana and I substitute teach here. And so I was kind of in, you know, the first wave of vaccinated humans. But for those that were like on the fence, it was like, what was the incentive to get your vaccine? I still had to wear my mask everywhere.
No, double mask.
Well, yeah. And that was it. You know, in February, it was like, okay, so I'm vaccinated against the virus, but I still have to socially distance. I'm still in a mask.
Yes.
I still have all of these things to comply with. And I think that a lot of people were like, well, if I still have to do all those measures, why the heck would I risk getting sick after a vaccine?
I felt the same way.
Yeah.
Right. So we both got sick before Christmas, dealt with it for about 2 weeks. It was rough. And then you got the vaccine and I saw you go through it and I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, I don't want to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I already got sick. And in my head I was like, I shouldn't have to do anymore. And what's in it for me?
But now that's what I'm saying. So now the CDC has said, okay, if you are vaccinated, you can do all the things.
Yes.
And so I think that that's a little bit, I don't know, of a dangling a carrot
maybe,
for some people.
Maybe. And that kind of came from the governor down in Florida who was like, we need to change the branding
on this whole vaccination process.
But at the same time, I agree with that. I do agree with that. Saying, okay, hey, if you get vaccinated, you can come out, because some people will do it. But other people, like what I would have done before I got vaccinated is like, I'll just tell everyone I got vaccinated.
Right.
Because what's the difference?
Right.
Unless you're trying to travel internationally and unless you need a vaccine card, or unless your kids are going to school and they're like, nope, have to have the COVID vaccine.
I've been reading. I don't think they're going to do that for kids at school with the COVID vaccine.
And for the kids, it doesn't make a ton of sense, right? Because the risk level is so low anyway. So why require it?
Right. But they are, like, the EU, which is the European Union.
Yeah.
They just announced today that there will be a vaccine passport.
To be able to travel?
Yes. So, like, if anybody wants...
Well, we got that, dog.
Yeah, so see, we're done. And then Canada as well, you know, those poor oppressed people.
Oh, my gosh.
They are locked up there. So you're going to need a vaccine card to get across those borders, too.
It's like the most locked up place in the entire world.
Yes. Right now, currently.
Yes. It's sad for us because you can't get up and see your family. They can't come and see us. Although your dad, breaking the law. I don't know. He wasn't breaking the law, but he did come over and he visited us and he just left last Friday and he was here for a week, which was super awesome.
Yeah.
Are you happy to have the house back? How was the trip? Give me a little rundown.
Oh, it was great. Am I happy to have the house back? Yeah, totally. When people leave your house, there's this feeling of like,
yes,
you know, it's your own space again.
Awesome. But
for the week, he is about as easy as a house guest as you can have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I have to say, he's pretty independent. He doesn't require much. He doesn't eat much. he just kind of
really doesn't.
No, he just like exists. He's not
he's also really playful with the kids. He was a K-8 school principal for 25 years.
Yeah.
And so he's just got a nice way of being with children.
Yeah.
And keeping them entertained, and he wrestles with them, and he throws lacrosse ball. I mean, he's really active for his age.
Yes, he's great.
He's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. So no, having him was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's, you know, the only family member that I have that's fully retired. And so he's able to go home and do the mandatory quarantine.
Right. Will he do the quarantine?
Yeah.
Will, he's not, he's not the most compliant human ever.
If the Canadian government asks, he is quarantining.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody else asks, I mean, they're absolutely not.
I promise the Canadian government does not call us.
I don't know.
Yeah. But good for him. He got out. He gets to come here. And you could almost, when we picked him up, as he was walking on the curb at the airport, you could almost sense the relief of being out of the system, if you will.
Right.
Being out of, one, the oppression in Ontario. It's the only place in the world where golf courses are closed down.
You know what's crazy? So I'm a big Handmaid's Tale fan. I don't know if anybody else watches the show, but it's totally...
A lot of people do. It's an award winner, right?
It's totally reversed. So in The Handmaid's Tale, you know, America becomes this like super controlled country where, you know, people have to do and say and
right.
all this. And they're trying to flee to Canada because that's like the land of the free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go to Canada, Americans.
Now it's completely reversed. Canadians come down here and they're like, oh my gosh. Or like we would send my family pictures, you know, here we are out to eat or here we are doing this. And they're like, tell me what it's like.
It feels awful for them.
I know.
It really does. It also feels like, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I haven't asked you about this, but they went through a month lockdown. And then at the end of the month, they said 6 more weeks. And then at the end of that 6 weeks, now they've said 1 more month. Let's see where these numbers go. It feels like one that they get their souls crushed when that happens, that it really does affect them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, and they're kind of just being beaten into submission right now, which is it's awful to watch. But then two, I think you feel it when the borders continue to be locked down because you can't go see them. There's no free travel.
It's so frustrating.
It crushes you too.
It does. And it's funny. It's like, it's so wild. Like what this year has taught about just about what like the human, you know, spirit is capable of like withstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first you're like sad and then you're scared and then you're angry. And then now they've come to like this place of just like, unemotional, you know, just sort
relented
of like,
control.
That's it. They're just like, whatever it is, what it is, you know, and they're just, there's no fight left.
They're not a people to fight.
No,
it's really, for me to watch, it's so interesting because they're literally just across the bridge.
Yeah.
Right. But in America, I don't feel like we would have a very similar response to that.
No. No way.
Right. It's just not how we're founded. It's not what we're built on. We don't stand for that. I feel like at some point there would be major, major blowback.
Yes.
There would.
Even in our first 2 weeks of lockdown.
Yeah.
Nobody really locked down because Walmart was open. Home Depot was open. Like their Walmart and Home Depots aren't open. Like you can't just go and buy socks at Walmart. That's
right.
Illegal.
Yeah.
So no, they're like.
Okay, so that's a really interesting thing, that buying certain items is illegal. So here, right, in the States, there's services that were deemed essential and some that were inessential. And so some of those businesses were shut down. Well, the essentials were able to stay open, and it seemed a little arbitrary to some of us of which ones were essential and which ones weren't. In Canada, essential businesses are open.
Right.
But even within the essential business, there are certain items or certain SKUs that they can't even ring up when you go to check out. So, for example,
if it's not a food item, it's not essential.
If it's not a food item.
Food or medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't buy, her dad tried to buy his granddaughter, our niece, a birthday card. Can't buy a birthday card because they can't even ring it up at the register to check you out.
It's wild.
It's blocked.
Yeah.
In glass cups, blocked.
Yeah.
Right?
No, crazy.
So he had glass cups in his hand, goes up to the counter to check out, and she said, sir, we can't do that. And he's like, so I've touched all these? You just want me to put them back on the shelves? She said, yeah, we can't ring those up right now.
I know.
But you can buy plastic cups, right? Because plastic cups are essential and glass cups are not. But just, anyway, feel bad for them.
I do. Kind of my heart breaks. And
moral of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel bad for you. And I'm sure, I know it's a undercurrent of emotion. I know.
Yeah, it's pervasive. Sucks. It's the longest that I've never been home.
What are we looking at now? 18 months?
Yeah, the last time I was home, was like just after Christmas of 2019.
Yeah, geez.
Yeah, so it's May. Been a year and a half.
It's May now. Yeah, it's been 18 months.
I know. So I've been away since I was 17, and I think the longest stretch of time I've ever gone is 6 months without being home.
And so here you are.
So here I am. Yeah.
And it weighs on you.
It does. My sister's getting married. You know, my brother has 3 kids under the age of 5. It's like, these are huge events that, you know, we're unable to take part in. It sucks. Anyways, I hope this is the last podcast that we ever have to talk about COVID. I'm so done with it.
It's not.
Golly.
No. Keep going. We'll keep COVID in. Okay. So, husbands out there, if your wife is on the Lose Like a Lady program, don't ask her how much weight she's lost, because you may just piss her off if you catch her on the wrong day or whatever.
Tread lightly.
I tread lightly here.
Yes.
Where are we at in the program? How's that sound? Is that good?
That's good. Yeah, we're on a break.
You're on the diet break.
You can talk to me.
Good. So 32 days on, 14 days off. We say 14 days off, but I've learned this when dealing with people that have gone through the program. Sometimes 14 days needs to be 17 days, depending on when you start. So it's better to restart the program on a Monday. So maybe that 14 days is 10 days, or maybe that 14 days is 12 days. But the important part is to get a mental break and to freshen up and to not have to track your calories and to not have to be on your phone and logging everything and weighing and measuring and being neurotic about it. And it's also a great chance to test your systems, test your daily habits, and to test if you know kind of what you're doing. So if you can maintain your weight loss during that 2 week or whatever break it ends up being, then you've got a pretty good stable system, and then get on the program as needed from there. So if you only need one time through the cycle, 32 days, lost the weight that I wanted to lose, take my break, maintaining that weight loss, cool, you're good. Just maintain that. And then if you need to, like I always tell all the guys, is it's a tool. So if I start getting back up into my upper threshold of comfortable body weight, then I just pull the tool back out and I go back on it for however long is necessary.
Yeah.
So diet break, how's that going for you?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I don't think that much has changed. It's weird. It's like I'm pretty comfortable right now with like how I'm eating.
Yes.
And so, I mean, last night I baked bread last night.
You did bake bread.
And it was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
So God, you can have carbs on a diet?
So I had some bread before I went, but I had like a hard tennis practice last night. So I had about 2 pieces of bread before I went there, but it's just nice to be like, well, I don't really care how many calories are in here. I feel like having this bread.
Because you're on the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's cool. But for the most part, like my meals aren't.
And you don't have me. You don't have me on your ass.
God. Are you tracking that?
Well, I didn't. Okay, so here's the deal. I didn't realize.
So are you counting? Are you counting those calories? Shut the.
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry.
I live with the Gustavo. That is dieting.
That is not true. Okay. That is not true. No, it's not true.
It's not.
No, because, and here's some of the confusion, and this is some of the fun relationship stuff that goes into, like, when you're dieting together.
Or when you're not dieting together, because you're not really dieting.
I know, but I do what I just do the program,
yeah,
basically.
Okay.
And I don't do the one meal day very often unless I start getting a little fluffy or really want to tighten it down. But when I asked you, it's like, I got in trouble probably 4 or 5 days ago for asking. I said, are you tracking that? Because she's notorious, like a snacker, for like pulling out a jar of nuts and eating them one at a time.
But I haven't done nuts lately.
You haven't done nuts?
No,
apple chips came back.
Ooh, I love those things. So the
bear-baked, crunchy apple chips or whatever, we can get them at Costco. Like those come out when you're snacky.
Yeah.
Right? And then, or like you do like the little micro chocolate chips, like they're little tiny little things, and you just eat them one at a time.
I'm gonna post this on the Facebook group, but I just read like the best article ever. And it's a study of like thousands and thousands of women. And they said that the women that had a sweet tooth that required something after your meal were actually better intuitive eaters than those that had no sweet tooth. And so tracking over time, they said, if you end the meal with something sweet because you need to, you're actually more likely to consume less calories overall than somebody that doesn't require that.
Okay.
So anyways.
But do you have to account for the sweet afterwards?
I'm not reading into it. All I got from that is I can continue my chocolate chips.
I'm taking this.
My apple chips.
I'm taking this however I want.
And my bread.
I would say the only, like, just looking objectively from the outside in, like, I'm not your husband.
Tread lightly.
I know. I'm not
tread
doing it from the outside
lightly.
In. When somebody is eating, not you, when somebody's eating, like, I think a general recommendation would be not to be on your phone or electronics and not to be watching television as you're eating. Because you lose track of what you're doing and you get caught in kind of a trance as you're scrolling social media or you're watching a sporting game or whatever you're watching, like watch a movie and just see how much popcorn goes down because you kind of get in this rhythm, right? So that would be the only thing that's like everything is open season food-wise.
Yes.
Everything is open season. But you know like what? We talk, you know, and you're on a break so you can do whatever the hell you want. Right?
Yeah.
And you can do whatever the hell you want when you're on the diet. I don't care. I mean, that's not up to me. That's up to you. Right? But I would say it does make it a little challenging as a husband. Sometimes you want me to hold you accountable.
No, you're right.
And then other times you don't. I just didn't know we were on the break already.
Yeah.
And so I do apologize for asking if you were going to track that. And hey, if you want me to go away, I'll go away. I don't care. Like it's your...
Where will you go?
I don't want your life.
Where will you go?
I do not want your life.
How far away are we talking?
Oh, jeez.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I can go wherever. Yeah. Have car. We'll travel. Yes.
Okay. What else we got?
Nothing.
Diet.
We got... Oh, you know, the boys had a great weekend of lacrosse.
Oh, it's so fun watching them.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's a great sport. I love not knowing enough.
Right.
But just enough, like... The only thing that we coach on is attitude and effort.
Yeah.
And it was super cool to see Hudson got the gold chain award this weekend. So like University of Miami has this turnover chain. It's this super gaudy, like Flava Flav type necklace that if they get a turnover, a pick, a fumble or whatever, their football team, the Hurricanes, they give the guy the turnover chain and they come to the sideline and they all celebrate or everything. Well, the coach has brought up like a gold, they brought like this big Mr. T gold chain. It's freaking huge. And Hudson won it this weekend for his hustle and for his effort. And we, I don't know if we're like unabashed or what the deal is with us, but I don't know. Did you think he deserved it?
No.
I didn't either.
He walked over with the chain. I was like, who the hell gave you that?
Yeah, what's that for?
I'm like, who'd you like, steal that from?
For my hustle. I was like... Could have seen, I don't know, there was...
You know, I think though it's like a makeup call, like how referees do
that.
Oh,
from last time?
Totally. He's had some games where he has hustled and he's amazing.
Yeah.
And maybe there's just somebody else that's even better than him.
Yes.
And so this was sort of like, well, I saw you a few weeks ago really hustle, so here you go.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah. But we are harsh on them. I mean, he did. He worked hard. It's all good.
Yeah, we're only harsh on the work ethic.
I know.
And then I think the one thing that's important for us... that I noticed we talk about all the time because kids, all they want to do is score goals, get points and assist, and they want their tally. They want the ledger to go up. But for us, we just talk about being a great teammate, making the pass when you need to make the pass. Is your attitude right? Are you hustling all the time? Did you get scrappy plays? You know, are you fighting? Are you tough? You know, all those intangibles is kind of what we're more concerned with.
Right.
Than, did you score three goals? Like, whoopity freaking do. The goals will come if you take care of everything else.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same. Just do the work, do the hustle, put the effort in, and get after it. So,
I would say for any parents out there, if you're looking for a sport for your kids, lacrosse is pretty cool.
Super cool sport.
It's a neat combination kind of like soccer and baseball with the hand eye, mm-hmm. a little bit of basketball because you work around, you know.
Mm-hmm. And a little football.
Yeah.
It's
the physicality.
I feel like it's appropriately physical.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm a big fan.
They get after it. They whack each other with sticks. They get to wear a helmet, which they think is cool. Like, they're little stormtroopers out there. Hudson walks around like he's carrying suitcases. Like, he's got imaginary lat syndrome, ILS as we'd call it in the physique world. So they feel really cool, and they do. It's nice. It's competitive. I think the most important thing for me, just from a stupid sports performance standpoint, is once at this age, from like 5 to 12, probably the most important thing you can give your kids is a really high cardiovascular base. And so this sport for me, more than not as much as soccer probably, but way more than football, way more than baseball, they're running sprints all the time back and forth. And then they're jogging when they're not sprinting, and then they get the ball. And so the cardiovascular base gets super high. And once that floor is elevated in a human, it doesn't really go back down. Right. So when you can run, you can run, and you can even put it down for years and then pick it back up, and you'll be running 5 miles, no problem at all.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool thing. Although I got to say, I think Teddy's starting to skew towards baseball.
Yes.
He's starting to go towards baseball, which we got him MLB The Show on PlayStation. And
because our boy is on the cover.
Because Fernando Tatis Jr., he's a Padre, he's on the cover of the show. And so Teddy started playing this game. He knows everybody in the league now. I mean, it's crazy. So what we do with him is this little thing called habit stacking, and it's trying to put, as a parent, trying to do one thing that the kid likes, but try to get something out of him that you like. So we kind of made a thing where if he practices piano for 15 minutes, then he gets 30 minutes of the show. Now, when Papa Joe was here, it was like unmitigated showtime. It's like, yeah, whenever they wanted to play, you could go play. That's totally fine. And he learned a lot during that week.
Right.
But now we're back on 15 minutes of piano gives you 30 minutes of the show. But now he's asking, Dad, we throw the ball with me. We come out in the backyard. Can we turn a double play? They go.
Last night I was showering, and he was standing outside the glass of the shower being like, Mom, do you know how many stolen bases Ricky Henderson had in his career? Oh. I was like, Ted, don't care. No, I don't know, buddy. Let me tell you about it. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Share.
Dad, who's better, Willie Stargell or Ken Griffey Jr.? Dad, who's better, Ricky Henderson or Ken Griffey Jr.?
Teddy's sort of Rain Man-y with like his stats.
It's
and
bizarre.
So baseball is a great stat game.
Yes.
It's more so than any other sport. You know, you've got
it's super
RBI static. And batting averages and stolen bases and,
yeah,
you know, WAR and all of these silly little acronyms that they come up with.
Yes.
So he's into it.
It's all good.
I freaking
and you love baseball.
Love baseball. So if he got into it, my heart would be happy.
You love baseball.
Yeah.
Which this brings me to this last thing. If anybody out there is involved in the lacrosse decision-making nationally, mm-hmm. I've got to tell you, and I think part of the reason that women love going to baseball games, one, it's a little more casual. It's family-friendly. It's just – it's a nicer environment than going to a raucous football environment.
It's the pants.
It's the pants. It's baseball is the
– and it's specifically Nolan Arenado in baseball pants.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's like Skinamax for women. They go to these baseball games and I love the music. I love the Jumbotron. I love the butts. That's what basically they love. So what I've taken from that is – and baseball's – it really is fun to watch, and I love going too. So it's kind of a cool thing that we can at least both have something to agree on that we can go to and spend time with. But lacrosse is an awesome, awesome sport. However, I think it's super misbranded because you've got these incredibly fit men that are fairly jacked. I mean, they're great athletes.
Yeah.
That – have good physiques because all they do is run and lift and get physical. And
you see their legs.
You kind of, but they're wearing like these billowy shirts. I was watching UNC the other day on TV, number one team in the country. And one of their best players is running around in like a 3XL top, and he's an XL at best. And in my thought process, I think football's awesome because one, it's a great sport, but I get to watch I get to see physically what everyone's made of. I get to see their arms. I get to see their legs. I get to see their butts. It's like, and I just like looking to see how much work a guy's put in. And I know these dudes are working their tails off. It's like, right. Let's see it. Let's get out there in some tights and some tight sleeve shirts like the baseball guys. You can see it.
And I'm here to see it.
And it, you, yeah. I know you are.
Sign me
her
up.
Hands in the air. How's your finger doing? She broke her finger.
Golly. I tried to catch a football and it didn't work out for me. Yeah. It's fine. I mean, it is what it is.
It's coming down and swelling a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay.
You'll be all right.
I'll live.
Good.
All right. Hey, love you guys.
Love you. Have a great week. And we will see you Lose Like a Lineman, folks, over the weekend. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Believe Network.